Chapter in Mishnah 1. So we're going to touch on now a concept that we've touched on before called Madaf. And what Madaf is a rabbinical Midras impurity. Midras impurity, you'll remember, is that if a Zav or a Zava, man or woman, sees a certain kind of emission, so they become a Zav or a Zava, and if they then sit on something, then that thing becomes impure. Or recline on something, or even stand on something, anything which bears their weight. Sitting, lying, or standing becomes impure. Madaf means that even if the thing becomes impure, even if they haven't actually sat or lay down on this object, the rabbis decreed a certain impurity on these things to protect higher levels of impurity. So, for example, he quotes in the introduction to the Karta over here, the Chagiga, the Mishnah in Chagiga 2:7, where it says that the garments of those who eat truma are midras for kodesh, meaning the garments of a person, a zav, if he sat down on his like pants, so his pants would become midras impure. But even if the person who normally guards themselves so that they are able to eat truma, we assume that their pants are impure for holy when it comes to kodesh, when it comes to dealing with issues of kodesh. So with that kind of background, says this Mishnah, kol aroi letame midras, whatever is susceptible to midras impurity, madaf lechatas. It's madaf, meaning we assume that it's impure. It has a rabbinical impurity when it comes to dealing with the chatas, with the paraduma and the paraduma waters, etc. We assume that it has impurity with regarding to paraduma. An example brings the Kaati, furniture designed for lying or sitting upon. So any furniture designed for lying or sitting on, we assume it's impure, it's madaf for the chatas water, and that's bain tamei bain tahor. That's whether it's pure or impure, it's irrelevant. There's a rabbinical impurity decreed upon it. Va'adam koyotzibo, and similarly, the same thing applies to a person. We assume that the person has a level of impurity when it comes to dealing with the meichatas, the waters of the paraduma. Carries on the Mishnah, kol aroi l'tamei tamei meis, anything that is susceptible to corpse impurity, bein tamei bein tahor, whether it is pure or impure. So it doesn't matter if it's pure or it's impure. If it's susceptible to impurity from a corpse, to corpse impurity, then the halach is as follows. It's a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Lezer Omer Eino Madaf. Rabbi Lezer says, we do not declare on it this Madaf impurity, the stringency, rabbinical stringency. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says Madaf. He says we do declare on it rabbinical stringency of impurity. V'chachomim Omerim, and the rabbis say, Hatame, if it is impure, then Madaf. Then we add on the extra impurity of madaf, a rabbinical impurity, va'tahor, but if the item is tahor, eino madaf, then we do not add on an extra level of impurity of the madaf impurity. And the difference why you would add on an impurity is that the corpse impurity would only affect someone who touches the utensil. But if the person carried it or moved it without touching it, so they would remain pure. But if you add on madaf impurity, then it would come out as an extra stringency. Now if they carried it or moved it without touching it, they would also be impure, a rabbinical impurity. So by adding madaf impurity, you do add extra stringencies onto the utensil. So even if it was impure by corpse impurity, and you add on madaf, the rabbis add on madaf, so it is stricter and brings the Kaati over here, that the halacha follows the sages.